righteousness, righteousness is what I long for.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Amen. Amen. He's been so good to us. Amen. 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 How's he been good to you? Amen. Better than we deserve. Amen. And I'm so glad that we don't get what we deserve, but instead we get his grace and mercy. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Just greet you in the name of the Lord tonight. It's good to be in the house of God and just enjoying his blessings. And amen, we're here for a midweek fueling up. Amen. And, trust that you've come with expectation tonight. Amen. Not just because you're supposed to, because you are supposed to. But we should come with expectation. Amen. Amen. I believe if we come with the expectation that we're meeting God, my. And what could happen, amen, when we meet God? We don't know what we can't even fathom what could happen. Our expectations so many times are so low, amen. But just experiencing his presence is many times enough, amen. If we know that we could just touch the hem of his garment tonight, if we could just wash the feet of the Master, it would satisfy us. Amen. Amen. But he has something for us. He has a purpose tonight, I believe. Amen. Let's just go to him in prayer this morning before we approach the word tonight. Amen. If you have a need on your heart, just lift your hand and we'll just agree together tonight. And we'll together touch the throne of God. Amen. Amen. Father, we love you tonight so much. Lord, we're here, Lord, at our post of duty, Lord. Lord, but we're not doing it out of a duty, Lord. We're here because we love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for what you've done for us, Lord. And Father, many hands were raised in the building tonight, Lord. Many needs represented, lifted up to you right now, Lord. The heart of your children, Lord, taking the petitions to the Father. And Lord, tonight we want to agree with each one, Lord, knowing that you are a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, Lord, that you are the one that cares for us. So Lord, we just ask you to go and meet every need, Lord, that was raised up tonight, Lord. Doesn't matter what it is, Lord, and nothing's too great for you. And Lord, we just believe that you are a miracle working God. And Lord, tonight as we just enter in and look to your word tonight, Father, I pray that you would do a miracle in our hearts as well, Lord, that you would, oh God, that you would lift up our faith, Lord, by your word, Lord. Your word builds faith in us, Lord. And Father, may you just give us that vitamin tonight, Lord, and give us a strengthening of our faith, Lord, that we can grab a hold of every promise of God. I pray, Lord, that you would just touch each one and bless each one that's made a sacrifice to be here tonight, Lord. We give you all the glory and the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You can be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight, I just have a little thought on my heart that would like to bring to you. Amen. And this is nothing I trust that we haven't heard before, but I believe, I don't know. I just, that God put it on my heart. So what can you say about that? I don't know any more than that. Many times, you know, Brother Eli, I'm sure you say the same thing. We don't know why, but God will put something on your heart. And so we just go with it, right? Amen. So I'd like to turn in the Word, Matthew chapter 8. I apologize, I had you seated. Should have just had you turn right to the Word. So let's stand and read the words here tonight. Matthew chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just a couple of verses of Scripture here. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole, clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word. You can have your seats again. Amen. Amen. So, God has given us many promises in his word. Many, many promises. You know, our prophet referred to it as a gold mine. Amen. That we could go like a prospector. We could go into the mine and we could dig out nuggets, precious jewels and gems and things that are so precious to us. And he said sometimes we like to get them out and just polish them and look at them and enjoy them. Amen. But God has given us many promises in his word. And those promises are for the believer. Amen. You know that a man came to the prophet one time and he said, I just don't believe in divine healing. And Brother Branham said, of course not. It's not for unbelievers. Right. Amen. It's for believers. Amen. The promises of the Word of God are for the believer. Amen. And that means that if you are a believer, then every one of the promises is for you. Amen. Amen. Yes. I'm so thankful for that. Because you are the intended audience. Amen. Of the word. Amen. Oftentimes when they look back on a document of old, you know, something like a constitution or some old document that somebody's written and they want to examine it, they first look at who is the intended audience.
Right.
Who's the author and who are they, who's that author writing to?
Right.
Who's this letter for? Who's this writing? You know, what's the purpose of it? Well, brother, sister, this word of God has an intended audience tonight. Amen? Amen. And it's the children of the living God. They're the ones that it's directed to. Not the unbeliever, but the believer. That means the believer has the right to accept every promise in here as if God spoke it to you personally. Because in fact, that's what he did. Amen. So that gives us faith, amen? Faith is how we grab a hold of those promises. Amen. And by hearing the word, our faith is built up. Amen. Now tonight, I want to speak on receiving these promises of God. Amen. And I want to speak specifically, just using it as an example of physical healing. But really, it's the same for any promise. It's the same for healing your body. It's the same for deliverance of your spirit, for healing your imagination, your emotions. It's the same for salvation. It's the same for receiving the Holy Ghost. The principles are the same all the way across the board. Amen? But we can appropriate a promise of God of healing by faith. And that is a physical manifestation of God's promise. Amen. Coming to pass in your body in a physical way that you can experience it. Amen. But the principles are the same for any other promise. Amen. So we're taught in the message that all healing is of God. Is that right? Brother Branham taught us, you know, that doctors are simply, they said by their own testimony that they're simply assisting nature is the way that they put it, right? They bind up a broken bone or they give an antibiotic to kill a germ or a virus or something, but then they rely on the body's natural ability to heal itself. Well, that natural ability comes from life. Amen? And life comes from God. So the life that God gives is the natural ability of your body to heal itself. But divine healing is a divine intervention. Amen? You may get a sickness and you may go through a natural process and heal from that sickness. But you can also be divinely healed where God will interrupt or accelerate or do something to that natural process. Amen. To make it happen. Or as the prophet taught us, something like cancer or a tumor, divinely he can drive the evil spirit or the life out of it, and then your body through natural processes can heal itself. Amen. So divine healing is a supernatural application that interrupts a natural process. And we know through the teachings of the prophet that a miracle is simply all of that happening at once. Amen. It's a complete and utter divine process that just happens. That God just does it in an instant. Right? And we know there's many testimonies where people would take a hold of divine healing by faith, and it was many days later that something would happen, and then there was, you know, a process that would go behind it. We know that Brother Branham taught many times that people that we have to hold on for our healing. Even when it's appropriated and we know that we've got it, there's a time period many times and a process. Is that right? Now, the new birth, brother, sister, is a miracle healing of your soul. Amen. That's when your soul, when that new life comes into your soul, it's not human life. It's not the life that God gave you in your body, but it's God's own life coming in, and it's a miracle that's happening in your soul. Amen. Once that has happened, brother, sister, then that puts you in a position to receive any other promise of God. So many times people want divine healing or they want deliverance in their spiritual realm, and they haven't made it right in the soul first. They want to work, or they want to work from the outside in. Right? They want to clean up their life. They want to work on the flesh realm first. Amen? But God wants to work in the opposite way. He works from the inside working out. Amen? So he desires that we get right in the soul first. Amen? Have that miracle in your soul. And that miracle that's in your soul will then push out. Amen. Then you can allow what's already in you to move out into those other realms. Amen. To move out into that emotional realm. To move out in the imagination realm. Amen. Can heal you. Can move out into your body and to heal your physical body. Is that right? He worked from the inside out, not the outside in. Now, brother, sister, I want to speak tonight. I kind of want to just go through a little bit here about the will of God, and then we're going to just, I just want to hit you with some scripture, all right? I'm just going to hit it. Hit scripture in quotes, all right? But here's the thing when it comes to receiving a promise of God or to receiving our healing. We as believers, as Christians, generally speaking, we have no difficulty at all believing that God can heal. Right? I mean, I said it earlier, it doesn't matter what the situation, God can do it, right? And I got a hearty amen. Right? Because nobody has a problem. If you believe that God created everything that there is, He created your body, you know He can heal you. Right? That shouldn't be an obstacle tonight for a believer. Now, it might be for an unbeliever, somebody who hasn't come that far. But once you get to the place where, no, I know God, I believe God. You believe Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God. Right? If you've got that far and you've got that kind of faith, you know that God can do it. It's not difficult for a Christian. But brother, sister, this is an important concept. Our faith cannot rest alone in God's ability. Amen? Let me say that again. Because often we say, Lord, I know you can do it. I know He can do it. But our faith cannot rest alone in His ability. Amen? Now, His ability must be there. But our faith rests in His desire. Or His will. Amen? I'll give you an example. Let's suppose, by some miracle, I'm a millionaire. I'm a billionaire, right? I've got all the money in the world, right? Money is not an issue with me. I can do anything I want, all right? We're pretending here. Amen. Now, that means I could give $100 or $1,000 to every person in this room, right? But just because I can do that, do you have confidence that I want to do that?
Right.
You don't know. I don't know. He's got all this money, right? He could do it.
Right.
He could give me, you know, $10,000, and it probably wouldn't even make a dent in his bank account. Right? If I was Bill Gates or somebody like that, he wouldn't even know the difference. He wouldn't even realize it was gone. Right? He could, but does he want to? Now, I could furthermore say that, you know, it's my desire to give, let's say $1,000. It's my desire to give $1,000 to some people in this room. Okay? Now, would you have confidence that it was you? If you're like me, you'd sit back there and go, I never win anything. I know it's not me. Right? If I said, it's my desire to give it to some of you. All right? You would doubt that, right? You could have doubt. There, you couldn't be completely certain. Right? No, not faith, right? Wondering. But if I said unequivocally, look, I have the money. I've got it right here, and I pull it out, right? And I said, I am going to give $1,000 to every single person in this room. Then you would question my character, right? You would say, is he a man of his word? I know he can. He's telling me he wants to. Is he true to his word? And if he's true to his word, you know what? He's never lied. He's never gone back on a promise. He's always been, you know, I've heard of other building places where he's gone into places like that and done it. I know he's done it every time. And he said, everyone in the room, then your hopes might get pretty high that you are going to walk out with $1,000. Right? Well, brother, sister, until we get to that place with God, where we know that it's his will, and in your specific situation, amen? Your faith can become sure when you are convinced that God intends and wants and wills to heal you. It's not just enough to say, I know he can do it. It's not just enough to say, I know he has done it. He's a healer. I know he's healed others. You must know that he intends to heal you. Now think about a sinner that came off the street, right? Say somebody walks in this church tonight, just somebody off the street. We know they're not a Christian, right? And they said, I want to be saved, right? I want God to save me. I want to repent and be saved. I don't want to go to hell. Now, if we must be convinced, and that person, that sinner must be convinced that God wants to save them. It's not enough just to say, yeah, Jesus died for salvation of some. Right? It's not enough to say that, yeah, God has saved some people. But we and that person must be convinced that he desires to save all. That he desires to save that one. Now think about the day when you received the Lord. When you were saved, you were convinced. Right? That Jesus Christ died for your sins. That he wanted to save you. When you received the Holy Ghost, you knew that God wanted to give you the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we've got to know that God wants to give you the promise. It can't be generic. Amen. You've got to be able to put your name in there and say, I know God wants to heal me. And not only that, brother, sister, we know how healing works. We've been well taught. If we get healed today, we may get sick again tomorrow. Right? And so we come against new occasions where we need to obtain a promise of God. Right? He healed me before of something, but now I'm in this situation. And that means that that revelation that he wants to heal you must be sure in every new situation. You must be convinced in that moment, in that situation, of his will to be able to receive his promise. Amen? Are you following me? Is this too elementary, too easy? Amen. So then your faith rests upon a revelation of the will of God. Your faith rests solely on knowing what the desire of God is in your particular instance. Amen. Because, brother, sister, the Bible doesn't just describe to us the power and ability of God. It certainly does that. Amen. But it unveils his character. It unveils to us his characteristics that can never change. And those characteristics describe to us what his will is, what his desires are, what his purpose is, what he wants to do. Amen? Now the enemy wants you to believe that God is somehow hiding his will from you. That he, for some reason, wants to make it difficult, like a puzzle that you've got to figure out. Right? That's not the way God operates. Amen? When he was speaking to Abraham and they were having communion, he said, would I hide that thing which I do from my servant Abraham? Amen? We are the children of Abraham. Amen? He didn't hide what his plan was, what his purpose was. And the Bible says that Abraham was a friend of God. Amen? We see it in Old Testament, New Testament, a friend of God. And a friend is someone that you express your desires to. Amen? And we are his children. Is that right? Amen. Jesus said, I speak to them in parables. But to you who it is given to know. It's given to you to know the mystery. He wants you to know what his will is. Amen? Amen. It's very plain. Let's read a couple more scriptures here. Isaiah 35:8. Bible says, and a highway shall be there and a way. Now this way, this highway, what we've called the highway, it says it shall be called the way of holiness. We often say that this is the way of the gospel. Amen? The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. In other words, his way is, it's easy, right? It's not a mystery. It's not a hidden path. Though a man be a fool, he'll not err therein. Amen? He's made a way for us to walk in his way, which is his will. Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Amen? But we say, we will walk therein. Amen? And the Bible says, we will find rest for our souls. Why? Because there is rest in knowing what the will of God is. Amen. When you find out where God wants you to live, what he wants you to do, what his plan for your life is, when he gives you direction, when you've been praying about something and he makes his will made known to you, that is such rest. Amen. Oftentimes we make decisions, we're seeking the will of God. What do we say? God gave me a peace about it. Amen. Because there's rest in knowing and walking in the will of God. Brother Branham says in the spoken words, the original seed, he says, notice what harmony. Jesus never did anything until he seen of the Father, or the Father showed him first. Harmony between God and Christ. See, John 5:19. So will the bride. And he shows her his word of life. He shows her and she receives it. She never doubts it. Nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Amen. Then I got a great big hallelujah. Here's the secret. The word is in the bride and the mind of Christ to know what he wants done with the word. Brother, sister, more than any other age, that's what's been unveiled to us. The revealing of the mysteries is the mind of God. So that we can know what he wants done with the word. He says she does it in his name. She has, thus saith the Lord. Then it's germatized. Amen? So in other words, that's when it comes to life. When you know, thus saith the Lord, when you know the will of God. He says, so the Holy Spirit waters it until it's grown and serves its purpose. They do only his will. Amen. I'll believe that. No one can persuade them different. They have, thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. Right. Then they do the works of God, for it is himself in them continuing his word to fulfill, as he did complete in his days. All things when he was here, he did not complete all when he was here, for it was not time yet. Amen. So to know what he wants done with the word is both a sword, amen, with promises, and it also reveals us what he wants done with it.
Yes.
Amen. The New Testament, the Bible, that comes right out of the scripture, right out of the mouth of Jesus, in fact, that we have a New Testament. Is that right? The word testament is a legal term. If someone is going to die, they write out their last will and testament. Amen? And it reflects the person's wishes. And once they die, it can't be changed. Amen. Brother and sister, his word can't change. He's given us his last wishes. The completeness of his wishes. Amen? So, what does the word say? Now, it doesn't speak specifically each of our names, right? It doesn't speak about your situation maybe in such, you know, specific terms. But it uses words like all and any and whosoever, right? I'm so thankful for that.
Amen.
When he talks about healing, he says he healed them all.
Amen.
Amen. Now, brother and sister, sickness came from the fall. Is that right?
Yeah.
In fact, and I'll just use, you know, we'll talk about terms like disease or sickness, but really what we're talking about is any condition that is not right. Amen? Because it wouldn't necessarily be a sickness or a disease. It could be a deformity or an injury. Right? He healed many blind people. You wouldn't necessarily say they were sick. But they had a deformity. Amen? The Congressman Upshaw, right? He didn't have a sickness. He didn't have a deformity. He had an injury. Fell off a tractor, broke his back. I think it was his back he broke, right? Amen? An injury that came as part of this fallen earth. Sickness came from the fall. Disease came from the fall. Everything that is not right came from the fall of man. Amen? Is that right tonight? Amen. Sickness wasn't a thing before the fall. Death, they didn't even know what it was.
Right.
Amen? So sin caused it. Is that right? Sin caused those conditions. And brother, sister, Jesus defeated sin. Plain and simple. Amen. Disease or any sickness or anything like that is a work of the devil. Amen. Jesus came to destroy and tear down the works of the devil. That was why he was manifested. I don't know about you, but I don't want to give in to the works of the devil. I want to fight against it. I want to continue the work that Jesus did while he was here on earth, tearing down the works of the devil. That's what we should be doing. Tearing down the works of the devil wherever we find it. Amen. Whether it's a condition of the heart or a condition of the soul or a condition of the body. Amen. We should be attacking that. Attacking sin wherever we find it. Amen. I don't want to give in to the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Now the Bible says that we've been promised a long life. You know, many times people, there's a whole bunch of reasoning that will go on when it comes to healing, right? There's a whole bunch of reasoning. There's you know, things like, well, if God's going to heal you, then how are people going to die, right? Isn't that the way that God uses to take people on to the other side? Amen? Sure. Now, the Bible promises that we would have long life. Psalm 91:6, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. All right. Long life, that's a promise. What is long life? Right? Well, we know in Psalm 90, I don't think I have it up there, but it, you know, the Bible says that we've got 70 years coming. Right? And they said, well, how can that be? Well, then how will you die? If God promised to heal you in every situation and circumstance, then how are you going to die? It's kind of funny. I was thinking about this. There's kind of a saying that goes around when kind of the health food craze really started. I remember, you know, early on there was a health food really became popular and became a thing. And there was kind of the saying going around that there are so many people eating all this health food that 20 years from now, the hospitals are going to be full of people dying of nothing because they're going to be so healthy, right? But they're still going to be dying, right? Because people die. But the Bible says I don't have this one up here either, in Psalm 104, it says, thou takest away their breath. Amen. When it's time to go, it's time to go. God doesn't need sickness to take you home. When it's time to go, he can just say, son, daughter, prepare your heart. It's time to go. You know, remember Brother Branham tells the story about old F.F. Bosworth, right? He died of nothing. Amen. He was just as healthy as could be, but it was time to go. Yeah. Right. Amen? He said, what's wrong, Brother Bosworth? Nothing. Uh-huh. It's time to go home. He went out in victory. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So that's part of the reasoning Satan will use, right? You have to succumb to what I have put into this world. Right? Now, brother, sister, Israel is our type. It's a type of the believer, right? And as long as Israel was walking in obedience in the wilderness, they had healing. They enjoyed health. Amen? Let's see, Exodus 15:26 says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, we know that didn't always happen, right? Because they disobeyed. But then God provided healing for them. And as long as they stayed in his will, walking with him, their shoes didn't wear out. They were provided everything they had need of, and they walked in health. Amen. Amen. One time when they fell into sin, there was the plague there, right? And God raised up a brazen serpent.
Right.
Amen. He provided healing for them. Now, brother, sister, I want to look at this example for a moment because it is a type of Christ, and it is a type of it is reflective of God's desire to heal. Right? He provided a way for his people that if they would look at that brazen serpent, they would be delivered and healed in their body. Is that right? Now, brother, sister, the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 34, Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Now he's speaking about how God is accepting the Gentiles. Right? But there's a truth in here that God is no respecter of persons. It didn't matter. Jew, Gentile, didn't matter what nationality, didn't matter who you were. He said that God is wanting to accept all of them. Right now, so we go back to our brazen serpent. Now, the Bible says that anyone who looked, lived. Right, so you can imagine an Israelite in that day who's afflicted. And they're saying, what do I have to do to be healed? What do I have to do to be delivered? Well, you just have to do what Moses told us to do. Did you do what Moses told us to do? Have you made everything right? Yes, I've done it. Well, all you have to do is look at the serpent. Well, but is that, does it work for everyone? Yeah. But I'm poor. But I'm this. But I'm, it doesn't matter. I'm from the least of the Israelites. Doesn't matter. I'm not smart. I can't spell. Doesn't matter. I'm ugly. Doesn't matter. I don't have much faith. It doesn't matter. All you have to have is enough to look. It didn't matter who they were. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Brother Branham said, "Look and live." Right? He preached that to us with such conviction. Brother, sister, that simplicity of that in the gospel. Amen. That it's not about you. Amen. You just have to look to Jesus. Satan always wants to make it about you. Amen. But if you've done you've made everything right, you're in a place, you're in a position, God, I'm here. All I have to do is look. He was Jehovah Rapha, their healer. Amen? And we know that Jesus was Jehovah Jireh. Amen? God shall provide a sacrifice. He was Jehovah our banner and all those redemptive names of God. He's still Jehovah Rapha. It's unchangeable. That was revealing the character of God. That was revealing his will. His desire for you. That you would be healed. Amen? Jesus came to reveal the will of God. He came to unveil God's characteristics. Luke 4:40 says, "Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on just some of them." Just the ones that were good. Just the ones he liked. Right? It doesn't say anything about any of that. Amen? He laid hands on every one of them and healed them. Now, brother, sister, the only requirement was that they came. If you were there, you were healed. Is that right? Why do we make this so difficult? If you were there, you were healed. It was the expression of God's will to heal all. He didn't choose out some, and he healed everyone that came. Is that right? And he said, it is good for you. It is expedient for you that I go. Why? Because he said, greater than these works shall you do. Why? Because his Holy Spirit would come back and it would spread around the whole earth. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Put it in high gear here. Hit some scriptures here. Isaiah 53, 4, 5. Should be very familiar to us, right? Surely he hath borne our griefs. I underline that. Amen? That griefs, that actually means sickness. If you look at the original word. In fact, we'll look at that a little further here. Carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. You can see this was his purpose. He did this for you, for your iniquities, for your transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:16 brings us further revelation of this scripture. It says, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now in Isaiah, it says he has borne our griefs. Amen? And with his stripes, we are healed. And now in Matthew, it says he healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled. Look, so we have an action. And now the Bible is saying this is the fulfillment of that scripture. So how he's fulfilling that scripture is by healing all. Not a respecter of persons. That it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. So where it says, bore our griefs, bore our sickness. Amen. 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 Matthew 12:14. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence. The great multitudes followed him and he healed them all. I'm sensing a theme here. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Why do we not have an issue believing that Jesus has forgiven all of your sin? But he says, who healeth thy diseases. They're right together. It's the same. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that more abundantly. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. I think about that prophet John, so anointed by the Holy Ghost, writing the oracles of God, writing, thus saith the Lord. And he expresses the heart of God. Yeah. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Amen. Amen. That is the will of God for you. Hallelujah. We got to believe that tonight. We got to believe that we serve a good God tonight. Amen. This gospel shall be preached in all nations. Brother Branham said this gospel is the gospel of divine healing, signs and wonders and miracles. God, a living God, making himself known among the people. Amen. The Bible says that the Lord is gracious. Amen. Do you know what that means? That means he's disposed to show favor. He wants to show favor to you. He's gracious. It's who he is. It's his will. It's what he wants to do. The Bible says in Micah that he delighteth in mercy. It makes him happy to show mercy, to deliver, to heal. It's what he wants to do. He's eager to do it. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we are bought with a price. Let me get into scripture here. What's our next one? Mark 16. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall do this, and I shall do that. Amen. God never took that back. And he didn't qualify it. Amen. He didn't say, just for some of, you know. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:20, for you are bought with a price. Amen. Christ paid a great price for you. He says, therefore glorify God in your body. Amen. Your body's not glorifying God if it's sick. Amen. He wants you to glorify God in your body by showing his grace and his healing mercies. In your spirit. Amen. Just as he heals in your spiritual realm. He says, which are God's. It belongs to him. Amen. The Bible says we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, but, you know, we allow just anything to come in to this temple and we don't fight against it. And amen. James 5:14, if any sick among you, you should know these scriptures, but I'm just reminding you. Is that all right? Let him call the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith might, maybe, shall save the sick. And the Lord might, maybe could, if he wanted to, raise him up. Shall raise him up. And if he hath committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Again, we don't have a problem believing that part. Amen. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Make it right. Brother Doug was talking about it Sunday night when we had communion. Brother, sister, if you can take communion with a clear conscience, you've made it all right, and you can take communion with a clear conscience, you can be healed tonight. There is no reason why you can't be healed. Amen. Lost my place. All right. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. God's just looking for somebody to believe him tonight. Amen. Matthew 21:21, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast thou into sea, it shall be done. So many times our healing, it seems like a mountain. Right? Well, okay, God gave you a way. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now, brother, sister, that key part in there is believing all things, believing. Now, the only way that you can believe if you're convinced that he wants to do it. That it's his will, right? Mark 11:22, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this... Oh, wait, did we read that one already? Oh, no. Sorry, we're just in Mark. Be thou removed and cast thou into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Have these scriptures become common to us? Have they become cliche? Or do we really believe this tonight? Do you believe that it's God's will to deliver, to heal you, to give you his promises? Okay. Quote marathon. Ready? Hit the little timer. Why Christ speak? Brother Branham says, today we are living, why do we worry? Why do you wonder? Why do you wait? Speak and go forward. Don't cry out and say, oh Lord, is it your will to heal today? How many times, just be honest, you don't have to raise your hand. How many times when it comes to praying for healing do you ask that question? Now, brother, sister, I'll say something here. It's okay to ask that question, okay? Because you need it answered. Pray that first. Lord, reveal it to me. That it is your will. Make it a revelation. And then I will pray with faith knowing it's your will. But don't ask for healing if you don't know that it's his will, because you're not going to get anywhere. Right? But look it. If it helps you, here's thus saith the Lord. Okay? Lord, is it your will to heal today? Sure, it's your will. Thus saith the Lord, it's his will.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord, it's his will. Can I receive the Holy Ghost today? Is the days of miracles past? Certainly the days of miracles is here forever. The Holy Spirit is here. Does men speak with tongues today? The Bible said so. These signs shall follow them that believe. Does men interpret messages? The Bible said they do. That settles it. Thus saith the Lord. Speak. Don't cry. Speak and go forward. God don't want a bunch of crying babies. He wants men that's got backbone, not wishbones. Right? What's wishbone? I wish God would heal me. Wished I had it. Wished I could do this. Backbones that'll stand in the breach. Claim the victory. Claim a called out in the midst of darkness. No matter what anyone says, we speak and go forward. Believe the message. God's here. He'll vindicate his message. God's here. He's the same God that was back yonder in Galilee. He's the same God that he was in the day of Moses. He can't fail. Do you believe it? Amen. Brother, sister, that's thus saith the Lord. It is his will. Amen. The token. He says, now that same Jesus that was raised up from the dead is right here now. Now listen, the word can't say one thing and mean another. He said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. Is that right? Now look up this way as you do. How many in here are sick? Raise up your hands. Just say, I'm sick or needy. You don't have to be sick. Just say, I have a need of God. Brother Branham, I have need of God for something. I believe Jesus is here. Now hold your token right over that desire. Now let me tell you by his word. He cannot go contrary to that word. Amen. He has already purchased your desire. Amen. If it's according to his will.
Right.
And his will is to heal. You see, we always leave off that part,
yeah.
Right?
Right?
Lord, my token, if it be thy will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. What powerful little sentence.
Yeah.
And his will is to heal. Amen. His will is to give you your desire.
Amen.
He'll withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before him. Present that with your token. Amen. Hallelujah. Go wake Jesus. He says, now I'm praying for the sick. That's all we can do is just pray for the sick. If there's any healing, it has to come from God. Now, think on those things while we are speaking. All the potentials that you need for healing is already here. When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, purchased these things at Calvary, They are open to whosoever will can have divine healing. The only thing it takes to operate it is your faith. Just think, electricity is in the wires, but you must press the button, see? Press the button, and by faith you press the button, believing it'll operate. Now, when you go flip on a light switch, it doesn't ask you, now, who are you? Right? And, you know, do you have, do you know how this all works? Are you an electrical engineer? No, it doesn't matter. If you can flip the switch, you can turn the lights on. Right? It's no respecter of persons. Right? You stick your finger in a socket, it's not going to respect you. Amen? It's going to zap you no matter who you are. All you got to do is press the button. He says, by faith, you press the button, believing that it'll operate. If all the wires are connected correctly, and the current is in the wire, then when you press the button, something's got to happen. That's the same way it is by divine healing, by salvation, or all the attributes that Christ died for, to give to us. Everything was finished at Calvary. The only thing we have to do is by faith, press the button. And then it goes, and there it lights, you see? Just as simple. We make it so hard. We make it so complicated. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, after you prayed for, don't go out and say, well, I never felt a thing. If you get that in you, if anything says that to you, you know it's the devil, because you are healed. Unconditionally, you're healed. Unconditionally. You say, well, I'm not worthy to be healed. I'm not either. Nobody else is. But it ain't what you are, it's what he is. Don't look at yourself. Look at the sacrifice. Sirs, we would see Jesus. If God says anything, he's infinite. That's perfect. If God was ever called on the scene to save a man, calling for his lost soul, and God saved him on a certain basis of facts, a declaration of facts, then if them same facts is met by another man, the next man and every man that approaches God, he has to use the same system. And if them qualifications is made, then God will have to act the same way. If he didn't, he did wrong when he saved the first man. And if a man is healed on the basis of his faith, a sick man was called on God, and that sick man, when he's calling on God, God healed him because of his faith. If another man calls on God, uses the same faith, God's got to do the same thing. Same way. No respecter of persons. It's a law of God. You work according to God's law, you get the results according to God's law. He says all things rested in the atonement. There's no blessings outside of that atonement because we are sinners outside of that atonement. It was just a universal thing for everybody. Then everybody would be saved. But it's your attitude toward the blessing of the atonement that brings the blessing to you. Like salvation, as far as God was concerned, I was saved when Jesus died. But it'll never do me no good till it's revealed to me that he's the Son of God and I've accepted him as my Savior. And every scripture is the same way. Divine healing is for you if God will reveal to you that it's for you. But you can't just stumble at it. It's got to come by revelation. That was why I said a moment ago, if you can't say that, pray that he'll show it to you, right? And when it's revealed that by his stripes you are healed, there's nothing Satan can even do. As our young brother from Sullinsburg said, all the devils couldn't move it, sure, when something is revealed. Amen. Amen. Just a couple more quotes. Is that all right? Yeah. Accepting God's provided way at the end time. Knows God's provided way is the best way. They know no better way for the baby to get what he wants than to cry for it. Yes, sir. He says, as Dr. Bosworth used to say, the baby that cries the loudest gets the best service. That's about the way it is. That goes for God's children. I could parallel that for you. A man get up, chew his chewing gum real well. You know, Father, I'm here tonight. In other words, he's saying real casual, right? Chew his gum. He says, you know, Father, I'm here tonight. If you want to give me the Holy Ghost, all right, I'm here. But if you want to heal me, I'm sitting here. But if you don't, why, that's all right. It's your will, Lord. Amen? How many times do we approach God that way, looking for a promise? Just wishy-washy about it, right? Lord, well, you know, whatever. Thy will be done, right? Yeah, thy will be done. You know what his will is. If you want me to have it, I'll have it. But nevertheless, if you don't, why, it's all right. He says, you'll never get nowhere. He says, well, that's the way we're supposed to do. If I see a promise in the Bible that's God's word, then I just stay there and cry out till God gives it to me. And he'll do that. Get you off his hand, see? That would be in the natural, but he's wanting to do it. Right? If we looked at a natural father, he'd say, all right, just so you'll stop bugging me, I'll do it. Right? But God's not that way. He says he wants to do it. He's wanting you to do it. He likes for you to ask. Ask abundantly that your joy might be full. Cry until his word is vindicated. Now, friend, let's just watch a minute now. Cry until the word is vindicated. The trouble of it is we get a cookie and think that's all there is. But there's a whole table full. We get so we can speak in tongues and we say, oh, brother, that's it. Oh, no, that ain't. That's just some of it. That's right. I got happy enough to shout. There's some more of it. There's a whole lot more. Just keep crying out. He says that's God's provided way for his people. God's way always is to take his word and hold on to it until it's vindicated to you. Brother, sister, I hope that's what you do tonight. Take God's word and hold on to it until it's vindicated to you. He says, do you follow me? God's provided a way. Hold on to the promise until it's made manifest to you. You hold that promise until you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he wants to heal you right where you are in that situation, in this particular instance, that you found so many reasons why, you know, maybe it can't happen or whatever. No, he wants to. He wants to do that for you. That's his desire. Amen. Amen. Sister Danielle, he wants to heal you. He wants to make you right. That's his desire. Amen. Now, this scripture that we read at the very beginning, where the man asked him, amen? He came to Jesus, and he said, Lord, if thou will, thou can. But he says, if thou will. He was really upfront about it. I know you can do it, Jesus. I've seen you do it to others. But he says, but what I'm wondering about is your will. If thou will. Amen? He came right to the crux of it. That's what we struggle with, Lord. If thou will. Right? Now, Jesus, this was put in the Bible for you and me. To know what God's attitude is. Jesus was reflecting the attitude of God. He says, if thou wilt. And Jesus said, I will. He took the if and threw it away. He took the uncertainty and wiped, pushed it to the side. He said, not if, he says, I will. Now, let me read to you that word, that one little word, will. I will. It means it's what I had in mind. It's what I intend to do. It's what I wish to do. It's what I love to do. To like to do a thing. To be fond of doing. To take delight in. Doing a thing. He says, not if, I will. I want to. I delight. That's why I'm here. That's what I came for. That's who I am. God's motive and desire towards you must be certain in your mind. You know, I can think of no more insulting thing than for someone to say to me, I know you could help me, but you don't want to. Right? I would much rather have somebody call into question my ability and say something like, I know that you would help me if you could. Right? But to say, I know you can do it, but you won't. But you don't want to. How many times do we say that to God? Think about that. He loves you. He desires to bless you. He desires to make everything right. Let's stand to our feet tonight. He loves to. He desires to. He enjoys doing a thing. He said, I will. That is my will. That is my desire. That is God's motive. That is what God has revealed to us through His Word. Brother King, would you come and just play something here softly? Let's just bow our heads for a moment. Now, maybe you're in a position tonight where you have a need. You need something from God, but you're not sure that it's His will. You're not going to receive it until you know that. If you'd like prayer for that, say, Lord, show me. Lord, sink it down, anchor it in my soul that this is Your will. Your Word says it over and over and over. Lord, make it real to me right now. I need to know. I want it revealed. Raise up your hands and we're going to pray. Lift that thing up to Him. Lord, You see the hands all over the building, Father. Lord, for every needy heart, Lord. Father, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would just carry this Word. Lord, You were speaking to them. This Word came forth for them tonight, Lord. Amen. That they would know that it is Your will. It is Your desire to heal. It is Your desire to heal them, to heal their loved one, to deliver them in that situation, to move on their need. Lord, it is Your will and Your desire to do that. Father, I pray that You would just speak to their hearts right now. Reveal that to them, Lord. Reveal Your heart. Oh God, that You've been desiring, Lord, You've been working, You've been moving all these years and this Word and sending Your prophets, Lord, and all of this, Lord, was to reveal Your heart to Your children, to show them, Lord, that You want to move on their behalf. Father, I pray that You reveal it to them right now, Lord. Show them, Lord. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be hard. They don't have to understand it. But just that they would know, as a child of God, there's nothing before them. There's nothing between you and them. They've made everything right. If they haven't, may they make it right. Just right now, it only takes a moment. May they make it right. And as they do that, Father, there's nothing. Nothing. Standing in their way. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You can receive it right now, brother, sister. Every one of you that raised your hands, you can receive it right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I pray that You just move right now, Lord, on the prayers of Your saints, Father. According to Your Word, Lord, according to Your mercy. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. If you know that it's God's will to intercede in your situation, whether it's healing, deliverance, whatever it is, you raise up your hand and receive it right now. Amen. Accept it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He has purchased it for you at Calvary. It's yours. He's given it to you as a love gift. All you have to do is receive it. Accept it tonight. There's nothing that you have to do. It's already been done. Just lift your hand to him and receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, those hands that are raised, oh God, I pray that you move on that situation, Lord. Every heart, Father, I pray that you raise faith in the building. May they know, oh God, there's nothing for them to do but just receive it tonight. Lord, if you were standing here as Jesus of Nazareth, you would just heal them all. Well, you're here, Lord. You're here just as real as you were then. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there's nothing to prevent all from being healed right now. Father, I pray that, Lord, you would just remove all doubt tonight. Drive away all shadows of darkness, Lord. Drive away all reasoning, Lord, that would come against your word. None of us deserves it. But Lord, you were the spotless lamb. You've given it to us. We look to you, Lord, not to ourselves tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name, let's just worship him for a moment. Amen. Let's just tell him how wonderful he is. How good and gracious he is. Let's just honor him. Think about his love tonight. Think about his goodness. That's what he wants to give to you. He's good tonight. He's a healer tonight. He's a deliverer tonight. He's your healer tonight. He's your deliverer tonight. Receive it. Say, he's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my provider. He's my strong and mighty tower. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. If you'd like us to pray with you, feel free to come up. We'll be glad to unite our faith with yours. But you can receive it right now where you are in your seat. You don't need me to pray for you. You just need to receive it and accept it. It's already been bought and paid for, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
The Lord.